the way it works is that the artists are making all these handmade bowls that they donate. When a person wants to participate, they buy a ticket. They come to the event. They pick out one of these handmade bowls, and then they get a bowl of soup, some bread, and a dessert, a drink. And the entire amount of the ticket goes to Kids Cafe. Everything is donated. Some of the best chefs in Cincinnati donate the soups and bread and desserts. It is really wonderful food. And there's live music. It's at the Verdon Bell Center. It's a refurbished church that is just spectacular.
How many artists like yourself are involved? Do you have any idea?
Probably 100, 125 artists are actually contributing the bowls. And you think about all these different artists that are making these bowls. They're all different. Artists are all different. So you get to choose. It's really hard because they set out over 100 bowls sitting out there that you get to choose from before you go get your food. And it's a tough choice sometimes, but it also shows the diversity of creative talents in Cincinnati, much less any artist.
What does it mean to you to be part of Clay Alliance and the Empty Bowls Benefit?
When we think about purpose in our lives, one of the things that I've come to realize is self-actualizing is actually when we are in our greatest talent, our greatest joy, and we're giving to other people. That's what this is an opportunity to do.
So, Larry, there's a motto or a theme of Empty Bowls, which is really nice, and it really says exactly what happens. What's the theme?
Come fill your bowl and fill someone else's.
Larry Watson, thanks so much for being with us on WNKU and talking about Empty Bowls, the benefit for Kids Cafe.
Thank you.